Thank you for your patience, and I'm so delighted to have Mark Robinson in the studio with me today. Good morning, Mark. Oh, sorry, Keith Robinson. I do apologise. I'm just completely... Well, listeners will know I'm making a few mistakes here, but Keith Robinson, welcome, Keith.
Thanks, Margaret. Good to be here.
I have no idea where Mark came from, but it's... welcome, Keith. Now, look, we are so delighted. This is the first time our radio station's really been able to get to know PCYC, have the opportunity to talk with you. Now, you're the big boss down at PCYC?
I'm the manager. I don't see myself as a boss because we're all a team there and sometimes people are my bosses.
But, of course.
Yeah, we all work together, yeah. Yeah. I don't see myself as a boss, but I am the manager, yeah.
Yeah, right. Look, PCYC is an amazing organisation and it's been in Armidale since October 1952?
1952 we opened our doors.
Wow.
The exact date I'm not sure of, but it was October 1952. The committee actually started in 1948 and they fundraised... bought the property
right.
On Rusden Street and then yeah. bought one of those old Nissan huts, ex-military Nissan huts, and
oh, yeah.
had it chipped up in pieces from Sydney. And
this is an historic...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. So that, the building we're in now is the original 1952 building. Yeah.
Wow, and that's in Rusden Street?
It is, yeah.
Just sort of down... towards the library, but a bit up from the library?
It is, yeah. Basically across the road from Adam Marshall's office.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, Adam's got no excuse not to be fit. Although, of course, he's running around all the time. Now, so the original concept of... I think this is so fascinating, of PCYC was a partnership between... Police and Rotary?
And Rotary, yes, that's correct. So PCYC started in 1937.
Right.
And there was a partnership with police and Rotary. It was originally called the Police Boys Club.
Right.
But obviously it's changed to include not only boys but girls as well.
And all young people, yeah.
Yeah, yep. So...
It's not just young people.
Not just young people. We do call ourselves a youth club. Some of our youth are a bit older than others. Some of our youth are in the 80s.
Oh, wow. It's just so interesting here. You've very kindly given me a sort of list of all the things you do. The original mission statement, or the current mission statement is to empower young people to reach their full potential through community and police partnerships. Our aim is to engage with and positively influence youth, but of course youth of all ages, through mainstream sport, recreation, education, leadership and cultural programs. That's a really big... And day-to-day, the purpose is to get people active.
Getting people active.
Yeah.
Getting people involved. These days, getting people off their phones and...
Yeah.
Being involved in things. So we run a lot of activities from Fit for Life programs where the youth come in of a morning and run a boxing program with the local police.
Yeah.
And the Rotary come in and they cook breakfast and then they get taken to school. So that's one of our big programs. We get about 25 to 35 come to that, even in the middle of winter, in the freezing cold in the middle of winter there.
Wow, that's amazing.
Turn up.
And also that happens on Ingara as well.
So we did, yeah, we started this year, we expanded that. So on Tuesday mornings we go up to Ingara Central School
mm-hmm.
And run a similar program. So that's in early days, but we're getting a 10 to 15 youth turn up to that one.
Yep.
Oh, that's fantastic. And then down here in Armidale, Wednesday, Friday?
Wednesday and Friday mornings during school terms.
Right.
So kick off about 7. The police do start doing their rounds, so they actually go around and pick up some of the kids and bring them in.
Mm.
And they start doing that about 6:15. So some of these police are actually... coming and doing this before they start their shift in the morning.
Wow, That's terrific.
And, so we kick that off about 7 and then go for about 40 minutes, have breakfast and, take them to school.
Wow, that's fantastic. I guess I've always been aware in the back of my mind about PCYC, but I've never really understood, you know, the breadth of the things that you do. So there's that Fit for Life. And there's one here, Fit for Service. What's that?
So Fit for Service is a program that we ran that in the last term of last year.
Mm.
And it was in conjunction with, we had help from the police, the ambulance, the fire brigade, and also the local army reserve unit. And it was aimed at young people that were thinking of a career in the police force,
in those services. Yeah.
So we combined fitness tests, a bit of we went out to the SES one day. Mm. I had members of the defence force come in and talk to them.
Hmm.
We ran beep tests every.
I know about beep tests. I've done them. Yeah. Terrible.
But it was
yeah
generating that interest and letting them know what to expect fitness wise and also like other elements of being a police member of the police force, being a member of the defence force. So that was, we had around 20 that turned up each week for that program. So it was highly successful.
And for anybody that doesn't know, a beep test is horrible, but describe it for us, Kate.
So a beep test, look, it's a 20-metre shuttle run.
It's not really horrible.
Look, when I first time I ever did it, I thought, this is the worst thing ever. But it's a thing that you just get better at with practice.
But it is a diagnostic, isn't it, for how fit you are, and it's a benchmark.
It's also a barrier test. So it's basically a line drawn in the sand saying, if you want this, you have to get beyond this level. So there's a lot. It's kind of a mental thing as well, like saying, look, I want this, so I'm going to pass this beep test.
Right. So the beep test does test your overall fitness.
It does test your fitness and it tests, you know, how bad you want to do something too.
Yeah, it's really interesting. So it's got that psychological element. So you can say to a young person, well, if you're serious about being fit enough for this such and such an activity, you need to lift your game. Yeah, no, it's great. It's a really good motivational tool. Now, I'm really excited because a lot of our listeners are a little bit older. I just wanted to share, we'll go back to the general programs, but there are programs for the young at heart, but the perhaps not so young in body. We've got two here, Golden Girls and Fit Old Blokes. Tell us a little bit about them.
So as we speak, we have our over 55s boxing class, and Lisa's at the club there running. Lisa's our boxing coach, so she's at the club running the over 55s boxing, and it's non-contact, but that's part of our today. Because yesterday was a public holiday, we've combined our Golden Girls and Fit Old Blokes today.
Oh, good.
But the Fit Old Blokes usually do their boxing on Monday, and the Golden Girls do it on Tuesday.
Right.
So they're basically classes that we run specifically for over 55. So we've got people in the 80s in these classes as well. The ladies are on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday.
Right.
And the men are on Monday, Wednesday and Friday at 9:30.
And I've got to let everybody know what you told me on the phone yesterday, that the Fit Old Blokes chose that name themselves.
Yeah, they did. We were trying to figure out a name, and we came up with a few ideas, but they insisted Fit Old Blokes. That's what they wanted to be called.
That's so lovely. And of course the ladies do. Is it mainly boxing that the ladies do, or a range of things?
So the boxing's only Monday for the men and Tuesday for the ladies.
Mm.
There's a variety. So the ladies on Monday will do a pump class. Tuesday they do the boxing. Wednesday they do yoga, and Thursday they do a dance class.
Right.
And the men on Mondays do their boxing. On Wednesdays they do the circuit class, which is a various circuit exercises. And Fridays they do weights. So the men's classes will be with me, and the ladies' classes they have sometimes have Lisa and sometimes they'll have Julie.
Right, okay. Well, that's good. That's really great to know. And then you've got Healthy Her and Healthy Him. I presume that's under 55?
So they're open to any age over 14. So they're not restricted as in an upper age, but the intensity is probably a bit higher than
the older ones.
The older ones.
Yeah.
But anyone's welcome to join over 14 years of age.
Right, right. That's very inclusive. And then Boxing for Fitness, Tuesday at 5:15. I presume that's Lisa again, is it?
So sometimes Lisa, sometimes Gail, and sometimes I will take that class. It depends. So once upon a time I would take most of the classes, but now that I'm the manager, I've got other jobs. Yeah. I can't do everything myself.
You're pushing paper, mate.
Yeah, so I've had to... had to get some help. So Lisa's our main boxing coach. She's actually, well, she could join our over 55. I won't say hey, old years, but she could definitely join our over 55.
So she's
classes.
A lady with a bit of track record. Yeah,
but she actually will be competing in a Masters boxing tournament soon as well. So she practiced
really,
what she preaches.
Really?
But the Boxing for Fitness is non-contact.
Right.
So don't think that you have to get in there and get in the ring and or anything. It's non-contact. It's just basically for fitness purposes.
Well, they're great. And look, there's so many other things. There's archery, Wednesdays at 6.
So Wednesday night, 6 p.m. So we've just got a volunteer archery coach that came to us a few months ago and said, I want to start archery up. And,
and then you've got the general gym, of course, as well. And Highland Dance.
So Highland Dance with Jenny Noble, that's on Mondays, Tuesdays and Thursdays. She runs that.
Well, that's amazing. And look, these are the classes, but there's also, so you can go to those classes, but PCYC offers these programs. We've talked about Fit for Life and Fit for Service. And then there's Jobs Ready, which delivers various certificates.
Yeah, so the Jobs Ready program we ran about 2 weeks ago. It was a four-day program. We had 15 high school-aged students, and they did a four-day program. They got their white card out of that first aid certificate.
Mm-hmm.
They did a resume building workshop and had practiced interviews, so they're ready to get a job.
That's terrific. And then, of course, Safer Drivers course. I'm a big... I feel like I've failed because I got booked yesterday. But generally speaking, I'm a big fan of safer driving, especially for bike riders, because that's what I did when I rode a bike. I went to a very early police bike riding training, and I think it probably saved my life as a biker.
Actually, my very first introduction to PCYC, I grew up in Redcliffe, just north of Brisbane.
Yeah.
And PCYC Queensland is a separate entity to PCYC New South Wales, but similar concept. And at high school, we actually did a safe bicycle riding course at the PCYC.
So that was bicycles?
Yeah, so right, they had a little bicycle course set up on their premises.
Oh, that's so important,
So that was my introduction to PCYC, and now...
Working
that a few decades later, here I am with PCYC,
and of course, I mean, it's quite fitting, isn't it, in the way that police are running these, or the police organisation is running these safety courses, both for cyclists. The one I did was, I think it was called Stay Upright. It was very early, run by two, I think they might have been ex-coppers, but they were really not new their stuff. I think they'd been motorcycle policemen, so...
The Safer Driver course is run by a driving instructor.
Mm-hmm.
So it's aimed at people that have the L's that are just about ready to get their P's.
Right.
So they do a half a day theory class as a group, and then they go out and do a practical drive with the instructor.
Right, right. And then there's multicultural programs?
We do. So we have several multicultural programs going on. So we work a lot with the Yazidi youth. They come in quite a bit. We've done fitness programs with them. We've done leadership programs with them.
Mm-hmm.
We actually, a few months ago, we took them out to Thalgara and did a weekend leadership camp with them.
I bet they loved that.
That was, they didn't enjoy getting up so early, but I encouraged them on the second morning with, I brought my bagpipes out and encouraged them to get
good on you.
Earlier.
Bit of a little cultural experience,
too. Yeah, yeah, yeah. A lot of them didn't even know what bagpipes were.
Well, that they require quite a lot of fitness, too, to keep the drone going.
I call that my midlife crisis. I turned 40 and thought, I'd never played a musical instrument. I thought, I'm going to learn the bagpipes.
So you just chose the bagpipes, not piano or recorder?
Bagpipes, yeah.
Oh, well done. So you were in the Armidale Pipe Band, or...? We're getting there.
I need to get a lot better, I think. I should have taken this up when I was 15, I think.
Oh, you're a wonderful man, Keith. You're also a model of modesty. Yeah, oh, that's great. Now, listen, we haven't talked about the birthday, but it's the 70th birthday, and have you got any plans for celebrations?
So we have an official lunch on next Wednesday.
Right.
And with a few dignitaries coming up. So that would be the official part.
That would be Wednesday, week away. Yep, yep.
We are planning an open day for members and guests and everyone, just having a barbecue and a big cake. But it's a matter of... We need to do it after school holidays because the place is full of lots of kids at the moment. So we haven't locked in a date for that yet, but we'll be having an open day.
Waiting to clear the little critters and get them back to school. Oh dear, what a wonderful organisation. And of course, there's a small fee involved, presumably, for some of the, like, I'm just saying for people, some of our listeners, how would they actually, if they had never had anything to do with PCYC, how would they get involved?
So as a club, we have an annual membership for PCYC and any PCYC in New South Wales, and that's for 18 and over, if you're 18 and over, it's a $30 fee.
Right.
Under 18 is $15. That allows you to come to the club. And then the programs and the activities themselves have different fees. So we have different structures. If you want to come to the gym, you can pay as you go. You can pay a year up front. You can do a direct debit thing. So there's flexible arrangements there. Some of the other activities have different costs involved.
Mm.
So it's best to come and have a chat to us and see what you want to do. Yeah.
But generally the organisation's sort of philosophy is to keep the cost down, I guess.
It is. We want to make it accessible for everyone in the community. So we are a charity.
Mm-hmm.
So the way we pay for our activities is through fundraising, through people coming and using the gym and coming to classes, and through a big part through grants as well. So I'm always on the lookout for grants coming up to pay for different things. We've got a 70-year-old building, so it's quite a lot of upkeep, keeping it maintained. So we're always looking for funding to get things repaired and getting things maintained.
I know that problem. So to become a member, just pop down to PCYC?
You can become a member. You can also do it online. But, yeah, come and pop down, have a chat with us. We'll give you a form to fill out and sign you up as a member.
Terrific. And if you wanted to go online, what would...
It would be...
Mm-hmm.
PCYCNSW.
All one word?
Yep. .org.
Yep.
.au.
So, I'll just repeat that. PCYC New South Wales, NSW.
Yep.
So that's all one word, .org.au. So that's the website.
That's the website,
just pop on there and you'll find, I'm sure, a tab for...
It will be, and just select Armidale. So I think it might be /Armidale.
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 Yeah. Okay. And then you can actually join online if you want.
You can join online, yep. And it'll have details of the classes, their timetables, what else we've got going on.
Right. And then if you're maybe encouraging a young person who might want to get that help getting from home to some of the early morning programs.
Yep, come and see us. So our police officers, they arrange pickups for the Kid for Life.
And I think you said to me earlier, maybe slightly off air, that you've got two police officers who work with PCYC.
They do,
that's their main job.
So they're in youth command. They're called youth liaison officers, YLOs. So they work with us. Very closely with us, and
so they're not going to book you for the things you get booked for.
Look,
I'm not giving anything away.
I don't think they can turn blind eyes.
I'm not saying they turn, but their job. I didn't mean that at all. But what I mean is, their focus is on helping with the club.
They're still police officers, but they're in command. So their job is to. Work with youth, work with
us. Right. So they may have other duties that would involve them in.
They do. They're still police officers.
Okay. Well, that's great. I have to say, my brush with the law yesterday was as nice as it could be, I guess. I was actually impressed with the officer who was quite kindly. So well done. Well done. Is there anything we haven't covered?
I think there's probably lots of things. I'll probably be driving back to the club and think I should have said this and I should have said that.
Well, now's your chance, Keith.
But
thank you. I just think it's an amazing organisation. It's been going for, 70 years in Armidale since 1937.
85 years.
Yeah. So it's a wonderful organisation, and if you want to be fit, you've got no excuse, because I know I just know that your fees are not, extravagantly expensive.
No, we try to keep them down. We are a charity, but we want to get people involved. Getting people active in life is what we're all about.
And, of course, it's so much more important, I think. I mean, I did not grow up. I remember the day we got TV, and it was a big deal. But, I mean, in those days, TV was the only screen we knew, and it was carefully monitored, and it was only, I think we got to watch Hogan's Heroes in the afternoon, and that was it. Then we had to go out and play, and then we had to go do our homework. But it was easy to monitor that screen time back then, but we've got a different generation with really, really a much, much bigger need, I think, to get active.
And getting away from the phones and devices, and I'm going to have Hogan's Heroes theme stuck in my head today now.
I love that show.
But getting back on track, I quite often joke about the morning boxing program. I say, while ever kids have got boxing gloves on, they can't play with their phones.
Well, I think that's a really good reminder, isn't it? But I mean, it's also the mental stress, I think, that young people, when they're so screened, all of us, I think because I was educated before screens were such a big part, now, we have young kids who are playing with screens before they can talk sometimes.
There's so much you can do on your phones. So even when mobile phones first came out, I remember it was just, you just answered it. You couldn't text or anything. And now you can shop on there. And these days you can You know, you can go to the supermarket and do your shopping without talking to a real person. So that human interaction, I think, is a great thing to get people back into.
And one of the things I was thinking, I mean, I know a club is a club and the club gives you a social context, doesn't it, no matter what it is. But, I mean, actually giving people, and clearly it's of all ages, but focusing on youth, giving them a sort of social context in which they're able to talk to police officers and see them as... But not just that, just reaching out to each other and being part of a social scene is really, really important, isn't it?
And it gives people a sense of belonging as well, something to be proud of. Even with the fit old blokes, they do their workout, they come and have a coffee They sit down, they have a coffee, and they're interacting, they're talking.
I don't imagine that the Golden Girls do their whole thing in silence.
look.
I don't imagine they just leave the club without talking.
No. There's a lot of, how do I say this?
I don't know, you better be diplomatic.
I do need to be diplomatic. The men do their talking after the class.
I know what you're going to say. And?
Now the ladies do well. The Golden Girls, they do great. They probably have a few more chats than the men do, but they do great. They're amazing for what they do, yeah.
I think you got through that, Keith. Well done.
They're not listening. They should be boxing now anyway, so they shouldn't be listening.
Oh, they won't be listening. I don't know. We might just kind of, you know, broadcast community radio through the gym. Maybe we'll organise quid pro quo. No, look, thank you so much for coming in, Mark, and it's been just... Oh, called you Mark again. Keith. Thank you so much, Keith, for coming in and telling us all about it. And that website, pcycnsw.org.au. Yeah.
Make sure you put the NSW or you'll go to, it'll take you to PCYC Queensland otherwise.
Well, that will be of absolutely no use NSW to our region.
No.
Because we have a little bit of a problem with transport to Queensland at the moment. But, yeah, so PCYCNSW, all one word, .org.au. And thanks so much, and I'm hoping that we might see you Not you know, in a little while to catch up on all the new programs that
no
you're
worries,
doing over the summer. Thank you so much,
Thanks,
Mark.
Thanks, Margaret.